All right, and welcome to December 27th on Joe's Daily U.S. History Lesson. I'm Joseph DeCristoforo, and in case you're wondering, no, I'm not really much of a historian. I'm just another dude with a microphone and an iTunes account who happens to be a great American patriot. And hopefully you're listening because you are also a patriot. Speaking of iTunes, if you happen to be listening to me on that particular medium, just so you know, I love a good review. So do me a favor, and next chance you get, write one up for me. So thank you very much for that. I assembled the show from a tool shed in my backyard in La Mesa, California, right next to America's finest city, San Diego. By the way, if you're looking to move to the area, or if you have any questions about real estate, check out TeresaLovesRealEstate.com. Because as a full-service Encinitas and San Diego real estate professional, Teresa works with buyers, sellers, and investors in real estate transactions. So yeah, check it out, TeresaLovesRealEstate.com. And now, let's begin the show as we customarily do with the Pledge of Allegiance. Let's everybody stand up, face the flags, and put our right hands over our hearts, and begin. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Amen, brothers and sisters. And now on to today's headlines. Radio City Music Hall opens. Millville Dewey passes away. He came up with the Dewey Decimal System. James H. Mason patents the coffee percolator. Jack Johnson TKOs Tommy Burns. And FDR seizes control of Montgomery Wards. All right, so now here I go. 1932. Radio City Music Hall opens. At the start of the 1929 stock market crash, billionaire John D. Rockefeller hung on to a $91 million, 24-year lease on a chunk of Midtown Manhattan property in the Speakeasy Belt. At the time, it was a derelict neighborhood filled with vacant rental properties. Rockefeller's dream was to construct a series of buildings that would impact the city's cultural and architectural scenery and attract tenants even in a depressed economy, and have a massive Art Deco theater as its foundation. Rockefeller joined forces with RCA, the Radio Corporation of America, and designer Donald Dusky to create the stunning and sophisticated theater made of aluminum, marble, Permatex, gold foil, and cork, among other materials. It stood as a symbol of optimism and hope in desperate times. A palace for the people, if you will. It was used primarily as a movie theater, premiering over 700 movies throughout the decades. In the 1970s, the Radio City Music Hall changed its format to a music concert venue for A-list music performers. But the best part about the show would be the Rockettes. Hubba, hubba, hubba! And moving on to invention patent news, 1931, R.I.P. Melville Dewey. He came up with the Dewey Decimal System. We would use that to find books in a library before we had Google. 1865, James H. Mason comes to the rescue and saves all of humanity. He patented the coffee percolator. He's like the Bill Gates of coffee when it comes to making things. There are some who dispute that he was the originator, such as sciencelens.co.nz, but on December 26, 1865, my man Mason got the patent. And it doesn't matter who came up with it first because, last I checked, possession is 9/10, my business. 1908, Jack Johnson TKOs Tommy Burns in 14 rounds for the heavyweight boxing title, becoming the first black heavyweight champion. Beast mode! And finally, in World War II news, 1944, FDR seizes control of Montgomery Wards. According to Tim Carney, and I quote, in an effort to avert strikes in critical war support industries, Roosevelt created the National War Labor Board in 1942. The board negotiated settlements between management and worked to avoid shutdowns in production that might cripple the war effort. During the war, the well-known retailer and manufacturer Montgomery Ward had supplied the Allies with everything from tractors to auto parts to working clothesmen. These are items seemed as important to the war effort as bullets and ships. However, Montgomery Ward Chairman Sewell Avery refused to comply with the terms that the three different collective bargaining agreements with United Retail, Wholesale, and Department Store Union hammered out between 1943 and 1944. In April 1944, After Sewell refused a second board order, Roosevelt called out the Army National Guard to seize the company's main plant in Chicago. Sewell himself had to be carried out of his office by National Guard troops. By December of that year, Roosevelt was fed up with Sewell's stubbornness and disrespect for the government's authority. The uber-capitalist Sewell's favorite insult was to call someone a New Dealer. That would be a direct reference to Roosevelt's Depression-era policies. On December 27th, Roosevelt ordered the Secretary of War to seize Montgomery Ward's plants and facilities in New York, Michigan, California, Illinois, Colorado, and Oregon. And so that, my friends, is going to wrap it up for December 27th on Joe's Daily U.S. History Lesson. Once again, I'm your host, Joseph DiCristoforo. Don't forget to check out the website, joesdailyushistorylesson.com, as well as the Facebook page. Let me know what your take is on today's episode. For instance, have you ever been to Radio City Music Hall? What did you see? Did you have a good time? Or what about Franklin Roosevelt taking over control of Montgomery Ward's? Did he overstep his boundaries, or did he not go far enough? So yeah, let me know what your take is. Be sure to check out some of the multiple choice quizzes while you're on the website. Good luck with those. And now, on to tomorrow's program, we'll wish a happy birthday to Woodrow Wilson, plus chewing gum and the flour rolling mill. So whatever you do, don't miss that. And until then, thanks for listening, everyone, and thanks for being great patriotic Americans. We'll see you tomorrow.